On patrol longboat key police reports, week of June 12, 2026, June 5th, party, 9:33 p.m., Officer Castro responded to the 4,600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of a disturbance at the resort. Upon arrival, Officer Castro spoke with the hotel employee, who stated that a guest had reported a man and woman were arguing in one of the rooms. Officer Castro proceeded to the fifth floor, and upon approaching the room, heard a woman speaking loudly with a male voice in T background. Officer Castro made contact with the guests who advised that they were not arguing, but were upset because they had learned their daughter had invited a group of friends to their residence. They explained that they needed to call the sheriff's office in Largo, Florida, where they live, because the party at their home was out of control. The couple apologized for the disturbance and stated they were leaving the hotel to return home and handle the situation. There was no evidence that the couple was engaged in an argument with each other. Case clear. June 6th, Ducklings, 9:25 a.m. Officer Piscuma, while on patrol, observed a call for a report of a baby duck that had fallen into a storm drain and was trapped at Publix. Officer Piscuma advised communications that animal services from Sarasota County would not be needed and they could handle the Longbow police could handle the call. Officer Piscuma arrived on scene within a minute and located the caller in the parking lot. Officer Piscuma also observed the mother duck and ducklings close by to the drain. Officer Piscuma requested an additional unit to assist Officer Piscuma with lifting the storm drain cover. Officer Piscuma arrived on scene and the drain cover was removed, where they located three ducklings trapped. Officer Piscuma reached into the storm drain and removed the ducklings without incident. The ducklings reunited with their mother and safely left the area. Case clear. Trespassing. 9:48 a.m. Officer Miano responded to the 300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a civil issue. Upon arrival, Officer Miano spoke with the manager via cell phone, and he said he received phone calls about work being conducted in one of the units, which is not allowed per the resort policy. Officer Miano advised him they do not enforce their resort policies, but Officer Miano would advise the workers of the resort polices. Officer Miano interviewed the crew supervisor and related the resort policy in accordance with work being performed on Saturdays. The supervisor understood and denied knowing the policy, further related they would vacate the unit as soon as possible. Case clear. Incident, 9:57 a.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the 4,600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a suspicious incident. The complainant contacted the dispatch center, and he reported he was the supervisor for the resort, and a customer reported a purse missing. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer met with the complainant of the missing purse. The woman reported sometime after 1 p.m. yesterday, her purse went missing. The woman discovered the missing purse approximately 1 hour prior to the call being dispatched. The woman said she searched everywhere and could not locate her purse. After extensively searching the room with the consent of the woman and looking around the property, Officer Piscuma located the missing purse underneath a suitcase in the corner of the room. Case clear. June 7th, driving while under the influence, 3:30 a.m. Officer Castro, while on patrol on Gulf of Mexico Drive, observed a vehicle swerving, nearly leaving the roadway on one occasion. Sergeant Butler conducted the traffic stop and informed Officer Castro that the vehicle's tag lights were not operation, which prompted the stop, and that the driver was having difficulty maintaining their lane. Officer Castro approached the passenger side of the vehicle and observed the driver in full control of the vehicle with the keys in the ignition and the engine running. A female passenger was seated in the passenger seat, and while speaking to the driver, Officer Castro detected the odor of alcoholic beverages coming from the vehicle. Officer Castro then moved to the driver's side and spoke directly with the driver at close proximity, confirming the odor was coming from his breath. The driver's speech was slurred, and his eyes appeared watery. The driver admitted to consuming alcoholic beverages, saying he drank one Buzzball at a party earlier that night, then clarified that he had consumed one or two Buzzballs. The driver agreed to perform the field sobriety exercises. Based on the totality of HTE circumstances, Officer Castro placed the driver under arrest for DUI. The driver was transported to the Sarasota County Jail, where he agreed to provide a breath sample, which gave a reading of 0.083 grams/21 ol. Case clear. Assist Agency, 5:53 p.m. Sergeant Montfort was dispatched to the 2600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a possible drowning/swimmer in distress offshore. Dispatch advised that a woman ran into the office reporting that someone was offshore and drowning. The incident had begun approximately 3 minutes prior to the call. Initial information indicated the subject may have been caught in a current. However, it was unknown whether the subject was actively drowning or just swimming. No further description of the subject in the water was available at the time. Officer Troyer launched the police boat and responded. Updates indicated there was one person in the water, approximately 100 yards from shore. Marine Rescue responded. At approximately 6:01 p.m., the Marine Patrol advised they were with the subject. Sarasota Police Department also made contact with the subject while attempting the rescue. The subject was identified as a 25-year-old woman. The Marine unit later advised the patient was fine and remained with rescue personnel. At approximately 6:07 p.m., St. Petersburg Coast Guard later contacted dispatch for an update and was advised of the information available. Case clear. June 8, trespassing, 5:12 p.m. Officer Nazarino, Officer Maple, Officer Miklos, Officer Martinson, and Officer Tillman were dispatched to Gulfside Road for a trespassing call. Upon arrival, Officer Nazarino met with the property owner, who advised that she heard a sound on the second floor balcony sliding door when she entered the first floor to check on her property. The owner brought a black bag containing a beach towel and clothes, saying she found the bag in her patio, placing it in the front yard. Officers checked all rooms on the first and second floor, which were all clear. The owner also pointed out that there was a red Toyota Prius parked on the abandoned house next door. Officers observed the red Toyota and ran the tag through FCICNCIC. The vehicle was registered to a 17-year-old. As the officers walked back to the property, they observed three teenagers on the property who were 17 years old. The boys said that they thought the house was abandoned and were using the tables on the first floor patio to place their bags. All three subjects were detained on scene once backup units arrived. The parents were contacted and responded to the scene. Officers recovered at the scene a glass bong, a grinder, and 2.9 grams of marijuana from the living room table of the second floor. Officers were unable to determine the ownership of the found property. All items were submitted to evidence for destruction. Case clear. June 10th, animal, 10:33 a.m. Officer Castro was dispatched to the 3000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to an animal complaint. A concerned citizen contacted Longboat Key Police Department to advise that a group of beachgoers were touching a manatee that was swimming in the area. Upon arrival, Officer Castro observed a group of approximately six people in the water while a manatee was swimming next to them. The individuals were not disrupting the manatee's free movement, and Officer Castro did not observe anyone touching or attempting to touch the animal. However, while advising the community about laws protecting manatees and other species, Officer Mathis observed a man consuming alcoholic beverages. Officer Castro approached the individual, who stated he was not aware of town ordinances prohibiting the consumption of alcoholic beverages on the beach. The man was issued a citation for possession of alcoholic beverages on a public beach. Case clear.